Kalim Perkid Zayin Mishnah Yud Beis. V'yesh Amru B'mida Gasa. This is clearly Lafuke. What we had in Mishnah Yud Aleph, that even though we had a bunch of dinim that are B'mida Beninis, that thing in the general, not big, not small, we had the Mida before. V'yesh Amru B'mida Dako. Those are things that veer to the smaller side of the possibility of that thing. Here we have Shi'urim that Tali in the bigger of that thing. B'mida Gasa. Maloy Tavod Rekev. This is a din in Meseches Oyelus, where Rekev, which means decomposed body, pieces of decomposed body in earth. So it's mixed together with the earth. The Rekev means the decomposition. So that earth is considered, if it's big enough, it's considered Ka'atzmei Shomeis to be Metama Ba'oil. The shear is, Chazal have a Meseres, Maloy Tavod. Halacha Moshe Mesinai. What is this maloy tarvot? Tarvot is a spoon. Not a small spoon. Which spoon? Kimloy tarvot godel shor roifim. This is a very large spoon that was used by roifim to, I guess, mix their medicines. So it's a bigger shear. The Rav brings down that the shear is maloy chofnaim, like two fistfuls, a pretty large ladle. Ugris negoyim. A gris is a type of bean. And the Mesiris, again, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, is that the shear of Negoyim, either Nige Odom or Nige Batim or Nige Begodim, is the shear of a gris. That's the size with which the person or that thing is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. The gris over here is a bean. What type of bean? Kigris HaKilki, which is a bigger sized bean. Place, Kilki, where beans come from. So that's also Midagasa. We mentioned before the Oichob Yom Kippurim, the Isser is not Nimdad in a Kazayis. It's Nimdad in the Shir, which is Mavatal Inui. The Mesiris Chazal have is that the Shir is Kikoseves, like a dried out date, and it's Gasa, a large one. So there's also a Shir Gasa. Kimoyo it ukigari nosa with its pit, even though the pit is not edible. In terms of measuring the shear, it's mitzarf with it. V'noidos yayim v'shemen. We have over here, we've had before, kelim, that are made out of skins that hold liquids airtight. So shi'uron, the shear of a nekev, that's mitar them, is kipiko g'doy l'shalahed. Piko is like a ball. Picture like a, we have this sometimes by wine bottles, where they make the stopper that goes in the top. It has like a rounded edge on the top. That's called a piko. This is the way they used to stuff the top of the noid. It was rolled up tight, but there was a stopper, and you pull that out, obviously, when you want to pour yourself a drink. So the pika is gedoylo shalohen, that's tied to the shuli hanoid, so that's the shir v'nekev. Umo'or, mo'or means light. Over here, it's used as an expressive way of saying a window. Shaloi nasa bidei odom. There's a opening in a wall that was not made, the person didn't make it specifically to let in light, it's there. Shi'uroi is that's the shear that defines the space between two walls as open, and they consider one room to be mavir tuma from one room to another. The chetzitza of the wall should block tuma, but when there's a hole there, that hole allows tuma to transfer, and everything in the other room becomes tuma as well. The shear of that is kimloy egroif godl, a large fist. Who's a large fist? Who's a large fisted person? Zehu egroifu shel ben botiach. Chazal had this fellow who had a large fist. Amar Rabbi Yosi, this very large fist of ben botiach yeshnoi kiroish godl shel adam. Is another way of measuring. We're not talking about oigmel chaboshon, somebody who's unusual or was a giant. We're talking about somebody who's a regular person, but a large size skull. People have different hat sizes. So this was a very large skull of a person, of a regular person, that would be the same size. It's a pretty big fist. Vishanasa bide odom. If the hole in the wall was made to let in light, shiure kimloy makdeach godel shel lishko. The shear will be the size of a hole made with a makdeach, is a type of tool that's made for making holes. And it was in a lishkon, the Beis HaMikdash. This was the size that they knew, that it's much smaller than the size of a large fist. If the window, if the hole is there by itself, so it's not really a hole. It just happens to be empty space. So really, it's only mitame. You know, it's only mavir tumah if it's a large size. Over here, small hole, but the hole is made to let in light. So it's made to be a Pesach. So if it's made to be a Pesach, it's mavir tumah. This maloy magdeh godel shalalishka shehu kipundyoin hoitalki. It's like a small coin, a pundyoin we've had before as a smallish coin. Visela Haneroinis. Neroin was one of the Roman emperors. So this was a type of sella that was minted by Neroin Caesar. Vimaloi Nekev Sheba oil. This is the hole that's made in the oil in the yolk of a behema. This was also something that they knew. It's a much smaller hole, obviously. This din of Pesach Tefach. There's other shurim also Lagabi the Sinya of Avaros Tomo. Will be Nizbar Mitzashem Barichus in, I think, Perk Yud Gimel in Sach Zaylis. Now the Mishnah Yud Gimel goes into a famous call, Kol Shebayam Tohor. Any kli that's made out of creatures, the skin, the bones of creatures that live primarily in the water, we'll say fish, but not only fish, are Tohor. And now the Kabbal Tum, the Gzez HaKosov is the Torah says that Oyer is dumya the oyer which is used for a beged is tome when it's similar to a beged. The other materials that are made, a beged or oyer sack, these are things generally that are made from things that are on land. Chazal understand it as one of the criteria. So, 8 sack, everything else comes from on land. Chazal have this principle. We'll just point out that the tumah that we're talking about, kol shebayam, is tohar, is not only legabe shem kli, but it's also legabe tumas medris. We'll see more about that in other places. Lemaisa, it doesn't mean that a fish can't be mekabel tumah. If somebody has gefilte fish on their plate, and a zov touches it, of course it becomes tamei. That's tumas oichlin. Avivad, it's oimid lachil, it's roi lachil, so then it's oichlin. The Mishnah Lemaisa points out an exception to the rule. Chutz, Mikelav Hamayim. Kelav Hamayim Pashtus is a seal or something like that. It has whiskers. It has a little bit of a tzura of a dog. Mipneishu Bayrech Le'Aboshe. It jumps onto the shore. Go to the zoo. You'll see that's the way the seals live. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Divrei Rabbi Akiva generally would mean that there's a chalik. There's no chalik in the Mishnah. So, Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam says, Halach Rabbi Akiva, as if it's a stomach dimension. The Rambam says the same. Lamaisa, the Rambam doesn't bring this in Hilchas Kelim. Tesyomtiv says in Perik Yud, over there the Pashtus is Kol Shebayam Tor, even Kel Shebayam. So that would be the Chaylik, so then you would have to pass like the Rabbanon. Now the Mishnah says a Knech. Ha'is a Kelim in Agadol Bayam, somebody makes a thing out of the bones of a fish. V'chiba lehem in Agadol Ba'aretz, and he puts in one piece of something which is, yeah, a material which would be a Kli that's Mekabel Tumah. Afilu chut, afilu mishicha, one piece, one string, one connection. Dovishu mekabel tumah, tomeh. That means the halacha over here is it has to have something, and then obviously the whole kli becomes tomeh. So the Mishnah seems to be saying. Chazal darshan this, it's a teres kayanim, that the pasuk says, oy oyer. The word oy is extra, so it means oy oyer l'rabois. Dova Godel Bayam. Now we know Dova Godel Bayam is not a Kabbal Tumas. What it means is even though it's primarily made from material Shebayam, but it has a piece in the middle of the whole thing. Success HaKosov. L'chera, Tofu, Iker, Roiv, Mir. Goes against the basic principles. I feel like it's Success HaKosov. L'chera, Agavn, it's a Kabbal Tumas. Let's just be mice of a few horrors on what we said before on the Klal Kol Shebayam Torah. We pointed out that it's Success HaKosov. The Success HaKosov goes on Klior the etzem from Bria Shebayam is because it's iskish or lebeged, ma beged min agodl ba'aretz afar min agodl ba'aretz. How do we? What about kli etzem? How do we know that etzem are not compared to beged? So kli etzem is actually a pirush from Shnayis earlier in Perek Beis, the beginning of the Masechta, that talks about tumas kli etzem. So there's a pasuk over there with ma'ase izim, and over there also dumya de ma'ase izim. Sedrosha, Rashi, and Shabbos brings on Daf Kuf Ches. Now the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis over here adds another detail. We pointed out that's not only Tumas Kelim that's Nismaitra, right? That the psukim that we're dashning are psukim that define from what materials a kli could be made that has a shem kli l'kabel Tumas. We added before Tumas Medris as well. And that's Mufush and Rambam, the beginning of Hilchas Kelim. We have to bear in mind is that that is not really such a big jump, because the Pashtus of Medris means something that's Miyuchid le-Shchiva, Yeshiva, Rechiva. And the idea behind that is that the same way there's a Kli with a clay kibble, which is meant to store, contain, use with items, there's a Kli le-Shchiva. It could be flat, but it's a bed. It's a Kli Shchiva. And that is Mekabel Tumas Medris, with all the resultant Dina by Azov and Anida and so on and so forth. So that's really not further than saying Tumas Kelim. The Chiddush, the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, is to take this a step further and say that any Balchoiv Meimi, anything that lives in the water, is not Mitame, even Tumas Nevelo. And Shaz, where does that come from? So L'chari, what one would have to say is that Tumas Nevelo, take a step back. Tumas Nevelo, Be'etzim is a Gilui, is a Gzeis HaKosuv, in Behema and Chaya. Oifos, L'mashul, that are also animals, but it's an oif. Oifos don't have Tumas Nevelo. Oifos have a new parsha when they're eaten Tumas Beis HaBli, a new Gzeis HaKosuv, different type of Tumas. A dog is not b'chol any of those parshas. So L'chayu, once we see Gzeis HaKosuv, that the Torah was considers anything from the water as a fish, that means we don't look at it as a chaya, we don't look at it as an oif, even if it jumps out of the water, we don't look at it as an oif, and we don't look at it as a chaya and a behemoth, we look at it as a water-based creature. So dagim v'hamistayev. So mel, it's not part of Tumas Nevel. Tumas Nevel is only in a behemoth chaya. The Rambam didn't learn that out, that that's inherent in the din, that it's not a kli, but once we see that definition, then Mimela, it's not just simply not part of Parshas Tumas Nevelas. Mishnah Stais just brings down his Mefalpa on the Sugya Chum Lapkuf Kovov that has a whole discussion about an Achbar that lives in the Yam. The Havimin, there would be Mekabel Tumah. Why is that? And the answer, the way he explains it is that the name of the thing that's Metame by an Achbar, which is one of the Shemoneh Shrotzim, is not Sheretz. There's no automatic Shem HaMetame called Sheretz, because there are many Shrotzim. A Tzvadeh is also a Sheretz. It's also a creepy, crawly thing, and not Mekabel Tumah. So what is it? It's Shemoneh Shrotzim, that those things are Shrotzim HaMekabel Tumah, which means that an Achbar is Mekabel Tumah, or transmits Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah, it's Metame, because it's an Achbar. Okay, this is an Achbar. It lives in the water. It's a water-based Achbar. It's still an Achbar. So now you have to say, no. The din of Bayom is also Legabe, Achbar, Chulda, and so on and so forth, Bayom. Another shadow that he brings, Mekoiris, for it, Tveres Yisrael already talks about it, is what about Kli Eitz, which are not coming from any live creature, they come from the plant kingdom. What about plants that grow in the water? So Mishnah Achreinu says that Kli Eitz is also Doimed de Beged Va'or, and Mela, it's only Mehamiz Gadol Ba'oret, not Mehamiz Gadol Bayom. The place where this would happen afkamina with it, where Saul's Meirich in Perek Yud Gimel, a few other places, is on what's called coral. Coral is a hard rock, very beautiful sometimes, and it comes from reefs in the ocean. It's a plant from the plant kingdom, but it certainly grows only in the water. They bring up, they dive and they bring up big pieces of it. And it's called Beloshin, it's called Tabashal Almoig. Almoig is coral. And the shaila is why is it Mekabel Tumah, is it not Mekabel Tumah? So Tveres Yisrael brings because it's called the Bayom. Lamaisa Rashi and Taisis on Shabbos, Daf Nun Beis, say not that way. They say Tabashal Almoig is Tahiru Mishum Davi Pshuta Kliyates. Technical reason, not because the material can't be Mekabel Tumah. So that's an interesting discussion.